try not to tip it over on you here.
I put on do not disturb, so it won't bother.
Got the nice little beard working there, huh?
Yeah.
Been growing that since the end of last year?
Just about. Pretty close. Pretty close.
How you feel for your first pen?
Good. Really good, actually. I was usually come in and get my feet wet a little more. Today, stepped up the intensity just a touch for what I would usually do on the first day, and everything felt good, most part, yeah.
How does it feel getting, a fresh start for the team? Just as, it was a tough year, obviously, 110 losses. You haven't dealt with that many times in your career. Just, dealing with that and then coming back and just kind of, like I said, getting a fresh start.
I'd like to sit here and tell you that I forgot about it and we're moved on, but that's the goal. We're here and we do have a fresh start and we're going to take advantage of that, but I don't know if anybody forgot about it. It's pretty tough to go home with.
Can that many losses teach you anything, or is it just sucks to lose?
No, you can learn a lot from that, and you can learn a lot from every year, whether you win the World Series or finish in the middle of the road or right there, there's always plenty to learn.
Getting a chance to talk to Brent
Strong? Yeah, not as much as I would like to. I'm looking forward to getting to do that. And obviously, we're not allowed to for most of the offseason, but looking forward to. I think it's going to be a really good fit.
Have you heard things about him from other guys in the game?
I have. Yeah, a lot of stuff. Nothing. you kind of have an idea, but everything's lined up right with what you would imagine. I think it's going to be good.
Maybe is your program any different this offseason? You didn't know exactly when you're going to be back and when you're going to be throwing
actually? No different. A little, I ramped up like we were going to come to spring normal and then just kind of tried to hold that and keep building as much as you can. It's hard, without pitching in actual games, but I think I did a good job.
So looking at the calendar, would you say you feel more or less like you would at this date on a regular spring?
Maybe somewhere in between. Maybe somewhere in between where you would right now and then the start of a normal spring, I think. There's no way to replicate the games, even the spring training games, but we did. I think everybody did their best, too.
Maybe it's just the longer beard, but it makes you look skinnier. Have you lost any weight? Or
no, about the same. Yeah. About the same, yeah. Thank you, though. Yeah.
Is your beard a tribute to Brian Wilson at all?
No. No, just decided to let it go a little bit.
I wonder if your opinion on this would be especially important considering your no hitter last year. Are you happy that there are no more 7-inning doubleheaders?
It was pretty nice when we had to play a doubleheader knowing that it was going to be 2 7s instead of 2 9s, but I'm a traditionalist, so I would rather have it the way we're doing it now with the 2 9-inning games. It sucks a little more, but I like the traditional baseball style better.
Are you lobbying Torrey to be the DH?
No. Didn't bring any bats, didn't order any bats.
Really?
So, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Everybody knew it was coming, so it's not any surprise to me or anyone else, I imagine. Well, like I said, I'm a traditionalist. I don't know what's good and bad for it. If I was the only fan, then I would, obviously want to go back 20 years in time. So.
I know you wanted to get that 20th home run.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I'm glad you brought that up. That's good. I'd almost forgotten about that until today.
This will be ghost runner extra innings. Now you can be called on to pinch hit.
Maybe. We'll see. Hopefully not. Hopefully it don't come to that.
What's your favorite memory at the plate now that that's
gone? Well, if Weaver was standing here, I would say hitting a homer off Weaver, but I don't know.
A couple homers thrown up any day a few years ago?
That was a pretty good one, yeah.
What off Weaver is that one?
That was when he was with the Cardinals. Yeah. Oh, Cardinals. I don't know what year it was, maybe 17. No, pretty similar. I don't notice a lot of the differences that some people do. I mix up my workout routine enough, but it stays somewhat similar. So everything, it feels pretty much the same, start to finish. So.
You've been doing this such a long time. Learning
Yeah, oh yeah. It's, yeah, it's always evolving, trying to find an edge, trying to get better. Sometimes those searches lead you down the wrong direction and end up being worse. But it's just, you know, always trying to find that edge somewhere. Yeah. 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 What was that last part? Well, you always feel like you're on the right road until you see you're not. But I feel good about where I'm at.
Is there anything you're working on this week or want to work on?
No, nothing major. Nothing major.
Anything else if you could go back 20 years that you'd want to change or see not change in the game?
I don't know. I'd be happy with the way the game was played then, just how it was.
I was about to say, would like 2001 be your perfect time for baseball?
I said 20 years. I meant more like the 80s. So. The 80s. 80s was about just right. Yeah. Yeah.
Making a spring difference.
Yeah. A little bit. You know, everybody's kind of got to find their own way. But, yeah, I see it that way. You know, everybody thinks a little different, perceives stuff differently. But I think everyone knows that we're not the team that we showed we were last year. I think that, you know, we could come out and accidentally do better than that. So. I don't know. Mostly playing against teams. You know, I would, you know, early in my career, I would have some of my worst games against last place teams, and you know, you let off just that much, and you know, you learn pretty quick that there's not that big a difference. Yeah.
Been a veteran figure in the clubhouse for a number of years on both teams. So you see yourself kind of as a leadership role, like an older brother figure, some guys, and does that make you think about who played that role for you 10 years or so ago?
I don't know if I would put it quite so bluntly. I try to do whatever I think is best for each guy and to help us be a better team mainly. You know, whatever that is, it's not always right. And people don't always handle it, you know, the way that I think that they would. And a lot of times they do. It's just, you know, everyone's different. And I just try to do whatever I can to help us be a better team and help me be a better teammate and, you know, all around deal. I would have liked a little more time to pack, but besides that, I don't think it'll be too bad.
You had those conversations about what your sprint schedule looked like, and is there a certain amount of starts that you kind of feel?
We hadn't got that far into it yet. We're kind of feeling it out right now, and you know, I know Strom's got it somewhat mapped out, and the only thing I know right now is when I'm throwing off the mound next, which is Thursday. So we'll probably talk between now and then, I'm sure, and have a, you know, figured out a little better. But
it wouldn't be spring if I didn't ask you how you feel about the changeup.
Earlier in the winter, it was as good as it's ever been. I thought I might have had a good one, and then it did the same. It disappeared on me like it always does. So, you know, it's starting to stay longer when it comes and visits. So, as long as I can keep it around, you know, longer each time, we might be on to something.
Madison, it's your third year here, but you haven't had a normal one yet.
Yeah, I know.
Does this place feel like home at this point, or is it just been too weird to even kind of settle in?
You know, I was thinking about that driving in this morning. Somewhere, it's close. It's close. You know, it takes time. No matter if it would have been normal years leading up to now, it takes time. You know, especially when I've only been in one spot, and I only knew it one way, and now it's been, you know, different. And like you said, it's been different each year. But it definitely feels close. You know, I don't think it'll be much longer, and it'll be, you know, just like it always was.
How closely were you following the negotiations over the last few weeks, and who was your closest contact on the inside, if anyone?
Probably not quite as close as you were.
You just kind of have a mindset, just like, tell me when it's go time.
We don't have a lot of phone service and good Wi-Fi where I'm at, so.
I get a sense that you probably like that.
Though. Yes. Yeah.
Thanks, Madison.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Yep.